Colville and Soames by Christopher Lee. Starring Christopher Benjamin as Henry Colville and Amanda Redman as Alex Soames, with Dudley Sutton as Arthur Guscott. Episode 4, Requiescant in Pace.
We are quite sure the poor fellow was Peter Flynn.
I'm quite sure. But I'll tell you something. The next question has to be, are we quite sure he's our Peter Flynn? Yes?
Two Peter Flynns? I'd have thought that unlikely.
Little problem. Him lying there with his gut thrown across the other side of the room. Well, it's not as if he's in much of a position to help us with our inquiries, as we say.
As indeed you do, Arthur.
I don't think this was passing trade, H. Whoever did this took his work seriously.
Ah, there she is.
Went a bit white, didn't she?
You behaved badly. She is not one of your battle-hardened sleuths.
Smashing legs, no bottle. Yeah, I thought redheads were supposed to be sparky.
Mrs. Soames has very many talents.
And they interest me greatly, H.
Perhaps smiling brightly at the sight of a warm corpse is not one of them. But tread too heavily on her feelings, and we will lose her. That I am not willing to let happen.
You do like her, don't you?
Yes. And I trust that is the last time you and I need to discuss the matter.
But I already told them. Lots of time.
I know, but I promise, just this once. Then we can find you somewhere safe to stay tonight.
I won't stay on my own. They promise.
And I promise. Now, who was this man?
Toomey.
You're sure?
Of course I'm sure. He come a few times. I've seen him in the road and things.
And you're sure his name was Toomey?
That's what Pete...
Try very hard, Teresa. Here.
Tell...
Now that's what Pete... What?
That's what Pete called him. Toomey. Said he'd known him a long time.
How long?
Just a long time.
In Ireland?
Yeah, I think so.
Had you seen him before?
Just told you, didn't I? A couple of times. He come to the flat.
And what did they talk about?
Dunno. Every time he come, Pete said I'd best go out. Get some ciggies and things, you know?
Did he just arrive, or was there a message?
Who?
To me.
Well, we ain't got no phone.
So he just arrived?
Yeah, must have done.
Did Peter ever call him? Was there a phone number or an address?
Don't think so. But...
But what?
He seemed to know.
Pete did?
Yeah. He gets stressed just before he comes.
When was the last time you saw him?
Today.
Before... No. Before today. When was the last time Pete saw him?
Couple of weeks ago, I think. Well, Pete was seriously stressed. Said he don't want no more to do with him and everything.
He told Toomey that?
No, me. He was scared of him.
Did he say why?
Said something about something big. And he was frightened. That's when he said he was going up west.
Up west?
To see this priest.
And another thing, H. I don't want to bang on. But she shouldn't be talking to the girl, not her patch. Have a word, will you?
The girl may say something to her she wouldn't to you.
Just imagine my governor. What do you mean? You let some matey learny spook practice on our one and only witness. I tell you, H, he'll have me on wheel clamping and lollipops.
If you don't tell him, Arthur, I most certainly will not. Nor will Mrs. Soames. You have my word.
Then will you have your word with her, or shall I?
There is a time and there is a place, dear heart. This is not the time, and it is not your place.
You giving me a thanging?
We're friends, Arthur.
He told the Daily Express. Hello, love. How are you feeling, then?
Oh, for a hot bath. Oh,
squeeze under, my dear. You're soaked through.
Oh, someone's stolen my umbrella. Wasn't one of your lot, was it?
Very funny.
We were concerned for you, my dear.
Oh, I'm okay. Sorry about the mere throw-up. First time for everything. Next time, an itsy-bitsy warning would be nice.
Technically, you'll never hurt no one. But I'll remember. I wasn't thinking.
How could you?
Now, listen,
Arthur.
Mother
makes the point that although this poor man was Peter Flynn, we've nothing to tell us he was the Peter Flynn for whom we search.
What's in a name, as the poet said. You know?
Yeah, I know. And I have come up roses. He is ours.
Excellent.
Except he's dead, but he's our Peter Flynn, all right?
Now, you can't make those assumptions. This is police work, not page 150 of Poirot's biggest case.
No, but young Teresa hasn't any problems with the little grey cells.
She's got more previous than the Borgias.
Arthur, hush. Go on, my dear.
Have you talked to her?
One of my lads did.
Then you might ask one of your lads why she didn't tell him that Flynn had been to see Father Dominic not once, but twice.
According to Dominic's tapes.
Through the tapes. The second time he went, Dominic was lying on the floor, dead.
No, it's not okay. She can be in the... Enter. She can be in the middle of a sex change for all I care. You tell her to get herself up here pronto. That's what's okay, yar, savvy?
I catch you in one of your masterful moods, dear heart.
How impressive.
Don't you start. I've had enough of young Brown. Thinks he's fireproof.
One never imagined him a victim of self-pity.
Didn't say that. Thinks he knows best. He's arrogant, abrasive.
Always so tiresome in another's personality.
That's exactly my point. And what's she doing down there? Got the hots for him, has she?
Joseph.
Hells, bells and little fishes. I call the meeting for 10 o'clock, and where are you both? You're off to be yard. She's in the middle of
the... Who's she, Joseph?
Mrs. Soames, that's who she. She's in the middle of a trace. We paid Brown to do traces. We give him the best computers there are. He's probably got the flaming door locked.
Then, Joseph, you don't know Alex.
No, but I know Roger Rabbit down there. Randy is a 3-bear JB.
Hi, sorry I'm late. But I think we're getting there. Teresa Robinson, she's clean. That
leaves... Who the hell's Teresa Robinson?
Peter Flynn's young lady.
Sometime around 7:30 last night, Peter Flynn was murdered in his bedsitter. One shot from a 12-bore to the stomach.
Nasty.
Peter Flynn was the man who confessed to Father Dominic Byrne.
We know this?
We do. We know also that Flynn had regular contact with a man who called himself James Toomey, and who fits the description of the IRA contact man we photographed in Malta, and whom I saw at Dominic's funeral.
Toomey was seen with Flynn shortly before the murder, but remember, according to Roger Brown and his computers, James Toomey was buried in a Dundalk cemetery 2 years ago.
Balls.
We think it may have been a member of the Flynn family.
There were a lot of them at the graveside, and one of them was a pallbearer. Teresa Robinson's been living with Flynn for the past 6 months.
Who are these flaming Flynns? Your priest's mother was one. His housekeeper's one on her mother's side.
Not related.
Well, so she says. Check it. What about this Donna Hanley? Any more on her? Thought she'd been back to the church.
Brother Willie.
Brother who?
Brother Willie. He's the new priest.
Oh, I don't believe any of this. Here we are, looking for terrorists, trying to buy a fully working portable missile. And what do you bring me? A dead priest sputtering into a tape recorder with cute little messages that tell us stuff all. An Irish housekeeper, straight out of Central Casting, a lunatic with a shotgun who's supposed to have been dead for 2 years, and now some brother Billy...
Willie.
...who claims Donna Flaming Hanley wants him to say prayers for her dead mum. I suppose the old girl is dead. I suppose this Donna Hanley does exist. I suppose this is the brain box of Britain's intelligence service. Henry! You're not saying anything.
One hardly dared interrupt, dear heart. You were quite magnificent.
Try me.
The unfortunate death of Peter Flynn gives us a little time.
Come on, these guys are on the move.
No, Joseph, I think that was the case until last night. But this sort of terrorism follows a pattern. Deployment, action, and dispersal. The deployment was to acquire this missile thing.
Red Eye.
I'm much obliged. This Red Eye thing. And after deployment would have come action. Whatever that might have been.
Why not just take it back to Ireland?
If it were needed in Ireland, north or south, then it would have been delivered there. No, I believe this weapon, this...
Red Eye!
You're really rather good at this, Joseph.
Get on with it.
I believe it is intended for use here. Gatwick, Heathrow, the regions, who knows? We most certainly do not. But once used, dispersal immediately follows.
So why the breather?
Because into this scenario crept Peter Flynn. For some reason, he had to be murdered. In other words, action.
Dispersal follows. Cool down until the heat goes away.
I think so.
But you don't know, sir.
No, my dear, I do not. But if we find why young Peter was murdered, we will find the answer to the next question. When will they resume?
That suggests that Dominic was nothing more than confessor to Flynn.
Most certainly. I've known Dominic for all my adult life, yes. Most certainly.
You think you did?
Think I did what?
You think you knew him. He could have been as bent as a nine-bob note.
That is a preposterous notion.
My name's Gunga Din.
There are moments, Joseph, when that seems quite possible.
He's winding you up.
Joseph Cutner has not the wit for such devilment, my dear. His is boorish behaviour.
You could say that he's simply impartial.
Which suggests I am not.
Well, of course you're not, Henry. Dominic was your friend.
My dearest friend.
So, if you were impartial, that'd be a betrayal of your friendship.
I will not be bullied.
He bullies everyone. He probably bullies his wife.
Georgina? Never. He wouldn't dare. The most frightening woman. The handshake of a general.
Well, that's one mystery resolved.
Here we are. Good luck with your priest. I'm told he is rather intelligent. Not bright, but intelligent.
I'll see you in the office. About an hour, okay?
The blessed Guscott willing.
Henry, you're all right, aren't you? Henry?
Yes, of course, my dear. Off you pop. Mustn't keep Brother William waiting.
That's better. The church is full of silences. Always has been.
Which is why it survived?
No. But you didn't come for your theology tutorial.
No one wants to talk about Father Byrne's death.
Well, that's not true. You do. I do. Mrs. Wedlock tells me she has.
You know what I mean.
Father Byrne died because he had a heart attack when he surprised a burglar in his study, yes?
Perhaps.
Well, that's not what you've been saying so far.
He died in his study, yes. He died from a cardiac arrest, yes. His study was burgled, yes, but everyone assumes the three came together. What if the burglar found him dead? What if he died when he discovered the burglary?
What if none of this matters? Father Byrne is dead. There's nothing sinister about his death. You say that other things were going on.
I can't tell you what they are, but I promise you they don't come under the heading other things.
In your world, maybe that's so. But what you think is important is not
like a known IRA sympathiser who tries to pass herself off as Father Byrne's long-lost niece when we know he didn't have one.
I wondered when we get to Miss Hanley. She called this morning.
Called or came?
Telephone.
Did you get a number?
I'm not a detective.
You said you'd tell me.
It was a silly thing to have said.
It was still a promise.
I've told you.
Now?
She wants Mass said for her mother.
You told me that last time.
She said she'd come to see me this evening.
When?
She didn't say. Sometime.
Why are you telling me?
I suppose because you asked me.
I asked before.
She isn't asking for anything else. I mean, I don't know anything she'd want to know.
Which suggests you think she's more than she says she is.
Than you say she is.
You know, Father, this is quite bizarre. You're the only person who has seen or talked to this woman. She's wanted by the police. What would happen if I told them?
I'd be quite safe.
William, you could be in danger.
Lightning never strikes.
Lightning strikes as many times as it likes. Don't forget that. What makes you think I won't tell the police?
Nothing. But I don't feel the need to ask you not to.
That's extremely trusting.
By the way, you can do me a favour. Your friend, Mr. Colville... This came from yesterday, in the post. I'm not sure why it should come here. I was going to give it to him myself, but he wasn't at Master's.
I don't believe it!
Oh, I'm sorry. Perhaps I should have telephoned. Is it important?
We ready, then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What shall I say to him, Henry? He tells me they have this missile. Do you know something of a red eye, Henry? That's what it is, he said. Take it to the airport, he says, and just the one man can stand there and hold it like a man would take a shotgun to a rabbit.
It's a terrible thought. Not 40 minutes on the bus and no one would know. All in the golfing bag, he says. Imagine. Everyone has the golfing bag. He tells me they need him for the electrical experience. Him, Henry, a mere boy. But he says no more. My God, I'm most heartily sorry for all my sins. I detest them above all things, because they displease thee who art infinitely good and amiable. Amiable, Henry. How can that be? There's a terrible wrath, Henry. A terrible wrath.
Poor Dominic.
And now, I have to tell you something. You have to listen. It is particular to what I have been telling you. You'll understand. I could have told you before, but there'd be no understanding. It's better this way. There's a man, Toomey, they call him. He comes and he goes like something from the pantomimes. And he's your man, Henry. He knows about these things. Can you not?
Can we not what, Sunshine? Can we not what? Who's doing this? Someone is playing with us, H.
Us?
You must excuse me. I've just remembered an engagement.
Where is he?
I'm not sure. An appointment.
That means he's tailor. Or his bootmaker.
That was last week.
Or trumpers.
He had it cut yesterday morning.
Well, blow me. It may be that the great man may be turning his hand to some work.
He's under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, we all are. The controller's got the minister in one ear and the cabinet secretary in the other, so I've got the controller in both ears. So you two get me in both ears. That's how it works. Very powerful people all asking the same question. What's going on? If you don't know, I don't. If I don't know, they don't.
Memo to Minister, copy to Cabinet Secretary, Controller and Department of Highly Sensitive Leaks to Daily Mail.
Okay, okay.
Well-known terrorist group, guess who, has portable missile hidden in Nick Faldo lookalike golf bag. Plans to shoot down a jumbo, not by Shepherd, but Boeing, at Heathrow.
Very funny.
It wasn't meant to be. I'm fed up with people telling us we don't know what's going on. There are 26 people working on this. Henry and I never hear from them.
They're busy.
Ordering takeaways? Filling in lottery forms? Certainly not coming up with anything new. No one talks to anyone. Scoring points. Oh, yes, they're great at that. Backstabbing, even better. No, it wasn't meant to be funny.
Okay, answer this lot. Where is this missile? Who's got it? When do they plan to use it?
We don't know. Yet.
Great. Tell that to the boss when there's a big bang, 400 people fry and the wreckage lands on a school playground in Isleworth.
Perhaps we should be listening to the tape again.
Again? Hell's bells and little fishes. There's nothing in it we didn't know or couldn't guess. Except one thing. What's all that, oh, Jesus, I'm well sorry stuff?
Heartily sorry for all my sins.
Yeah, what's he on about?
It's from the Roman Missal, something from the confession.
Whose?
Presumably the person who's confessing. I'm sorry, I don't know, I don't do it.
And I don't wire up cars to go bang, but I know a lot about the people who do. You should know.
I think it's the prayer of contrition.
Ah, that is interesting. Dominic's or Colville's? I wonder which. That could be what got him going. Well?
He'll tell us when he's ready.
The strangest thing was the way it turned up. Not to Colville, was it? How come it was sent to that Nancy boy of a priest?
You are really quite offensive.
Coffee?
No, thanks.
Why not?
Sorry?
I said, why not?
I'm trying to give it up.
Why?
It's not very good for me.
Who says? One of those women's magazines, I suppose.
My daughter.
Oh, thought she was only about 6.
10, nearly 11.
Then what are you doing here? You should be at home looking after her. Got a nanny, I suppose.
Yes, but we're together at weekends.
Well, she'd be better off with a caravan. At least she'd know it was going to be there.
Will you excuse me?
No, you haven't answered the question. Why send the tape to the priest and not to Colville?
Guscott says it's a game. I think if it is, then it's a game with Henry.
Well, that's good, very good. That means it's personal.
Well, that's what Guscott says.
Oh, then it must be true, mustn't it?
I was only pointing out
that... And when something's personal, someone makes a mistake and then we get lucky. So, who knows Colville well enough to wind him up?
That's what I've been thinking. No one, really.
The housekeeper?
Hardly Mrs. Big.
Oh, don't let the Agatha Christie anorex hear you say that. The least likely, the most likely, is what they got written up above their beds. What about the priest?
He's only just arrived, but I asked Roger Brown to run a check on him anyway. Monsignor Morrissey's far too clever.
Colville said you were bright. Something else he got wrong. By what about the priest? I meant the dear departed Dominic.
Don't be daft.
That I never am.
He's been dead 3 weeks.
Stage payments. Someone posting them for him.
Listen to the tape. You can hear Dominic pleading for Henry to help him. He'd have to have a very devious mind to be torturing him.
What was his trade before he became a priest? Mathematician. Then, moral philosophy. He's no ordinary Holy Joe. Strange mind.
You've been checking up.
That's what we do. Remember that. And he was pushing 90. Strange mind, about to unhinge.
Henry was his friend. They saw each other almost each day of their lives. Talk to Henry. Look at him. Dominic was his dearest friend.
Who says?
Henry does, of course.
And what if he heard something that made him think that after all these years, he was wrong? Then what? Oi, where are you off to?
You've just told me where he is.
Where?
You ought to listen when you shout at people. You might hear what you're saying.
Why do churches have this smell? It's a sense of some other time.
They're uncluttered, and that's what time is.
And we, the travellers, clutter time with our memories. How clever.
Not when you live with agonies.
Or more especially with those of others. How we pray for a happy death.
We pray that we may deserve to quit this world in peace. That's not quite the same thing.
And if we do not?
I don't have an answer that would satisfy you.
Because there isn't one?
Because you're looking for the answer you want. There is hope. Not a cry of agony, but a promise.
Requiescant in pace.
Amen.
And the judgment of vengeance? Escape?
I'll say Mass for him.
So will Monsignor Morrissey. Won't it be a fine thing? And one day we will say Mass for the Monsignor, and one day for me, and one day for you, young William. And won't it all be a fine thing?
Father Byrne would have known what to say to you. I'm sorry.
Dominic? Perhaps he would. Perhaps he would.
You'll have to excuse me, Yes,
indeed. We are left with the greatest mystery, but perhaps a minor moment in our time now approaches. I sincerely hope, William, that this will not be difficult for you.
I'm not sure.
So, a sheep may safely pray.
This is very difficult. She's come here in confidence. If you remain, it'll be a betrayal of that confidence.
My dear William, you rest as an expert in repentance. I shall be remembered as one in treachery. You need not worry yourself. The lady and I stood at Dominic's graveside. I will do no more than pay my respects. Mrs. Hamley? I'm Henry Colville. Dominic was my dearest friend.
Oh. Have we met?
May I? Built, I'm afraid, for the more modest figure. Yes, I was at Dominic's funeral, and so were you.
But you know my name.
I asked.
Why, Mr.
Colville. Dominic had so few surviving friends.
Are you a cop?
Most certainly not, madam.
What are you?
A mourner for a very, very dear friend. We had known each other since shortly after my 16th birthday.
And how did you know I'd be here? The priest, I guess.
Coincidence. I worship here each day of my life. Brother William and I have been discussing a mass for Dominic.
Well, nice meeting with you, Mr. Colville. Right now I have an appointment. Will you excuse me?
One question, dear lady. Why were you at Dominic's funeral?
I don't think that's any of your business.
Then a second. Why did you tell Mrs. Wedlock you were his niece? Now, that may not be any of my business, but it may just be the business of the Metropolitan Police.
Are you threatening me, Mr. Colville?
Yes, Mrs. Hamley, I most certainly am.
You sure you're not a cop?
I believe, madam, one would most surely know if one were a policeman. It is not the sort of experience to take one by surprise.
Is that an answer?
A fine one. Now, perhaps you would please tell me why you pretended to be Dominic's niece.
I didn't.
Which is not what Mrs. Wedlock tells me, nor what she tells the police, which is why they would dearly wish you to assist them in their inquiries.
She's wrong.
Why would she tell Porky's?
Pardon me?
Make a mistake.
She believes what she thinks she's heard.
Would it be too much to ask you what she should have heard you say?
That I would like to see him, and that he'd known my mother.
You didn't say you were a niece.
Why should I?
You didn't say something similar as a, a simple way of identifying yourself.
I just told you what I said.
Mm. And do you mind telling me why you wanted to see him?
You already asked me that. Listen, Mr. Colville, if you're not with the police department, maybe we've talked enough, huh? I mean...
Mrs. Hanley, I want to take you into my confidence. I think you know that Dominic's was a violent death. More than that, he was deeply disturbed, perhaps by matters which were deeply disturbing. But I believe there was something else.
And you guess I know, is that it?
Yes, Mrs. Hanley, that is it.
What was your first name?
Henry.
Henry, okay, Henry. Let me ask you a question. Henry, do you really want to know?
Yes, I really want to know. He was my dearest friend.
Well, then I guess that deep down, Henry, you really don't want to know.
One is able to live with but one memory. Memory is lonely in its doubt.
I don't understand that. But if you're saying that you've got to make sure that your memory of your friend is genuine, then yes, I guess I can buy that.
So?
Nice try, Henry.
Well, let me ask you another question. Why do you want mass said in this, of all churches, for your late mother?
That is personal.
Requiescant in pace?
Maybe.
Is it possible for us to pray for souls if the truth is hidden?
Oh, look,
absolve,
I really...
Domine animus omnium fidelium defunctorum ab omni vinculo delictorum. Absolve, O Lord, the souls of all the faithful departed from every bond of sin. That's what will be said in the Mass for your mother, for Dominic, from every bond of sin.
You really want to know, don't you?
I don't think I want to, Mrs. Henley. But believe me, I need to.
Okay, yes. Yes, we were related. Dominic was my father.
In episode 4 of Colville and Soames, you heard Christopher Benjamin as Henry Colville, Amanda Redman as Alex Soames, and Dudley Sutton as Arthur Guscott.